майстра Завірюха. Щось новеньке, увага, слухай. Свято стукає нам у вікно. Це Різдво, це Різдво, це Різдво.
Звір зірку подрузів напхало. Пироги, огірочки, сало. Олів'є, мандаринок, відро. Це Різдво, це Різдво, це Різдво.
Ми запрошуємо вас за стіл. Хай молитву почує Бог. Спробуй маминої куті.
Будьмо за Різдво!
Рок-н-рол чути скрізь і не диво. Новорічні корпоративи. Айсі-дісі, грин-дей, статус-кво. Це Різдво, це Різдво, це Різдво.
Тому і стриматись вже не сила. Будемо грати, хоч нас не просили.
Барабанка за бас.
І це його. Це Різдво, це Різдво, це Різдво.
Ми добряче налякали біду. Сум напридливий зовсім зник. Про старі не гаразди забудь. Починається новий рік.
Зовсім зник. Про старі не гаразди забудь. Починається новий рік.
Getting into the Christmas spirit with Otvinta from Ukraine, and that was Це Різдво, It's Christmas. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. Говорить Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I am your host, Павліна, and I'm delighted that you've joined me yet again for another hour. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have a Ukrainian Jewish heritage story about a very interesting historical figure. As well, we've got another language lesson podcast and something old that's new again. Well, actually, let's call it recycled. We've got some Ukrainian recipes from the audio archives for you, and they are going to be Christmas dishes. And we thought that, well, with Christmas coming up, most people could use a tip or two, a reminder. So we'll be bringing you a recipe this hour. As well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And our music is going to be on a theme. And since Christmas is just around the corner, as is St. Nicholas Day on the Julian calendar, our music today will reflect that mix of holidays. So coming up next is a song about Good St. Nick, performed by the Lemko Bluegrass Band.
Thank you.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Judy Hrinenko.
Vitaimo, and welcome to Ukrainian Food Flair. Prunes or dried plums, any of various plum species, is used in many ways in the Ukrainian kitchen. European plums are referred to as the sugar plum. They are all usually sold as dried fruit. Fresh plums that are marketed as prunes have an oval shape and a more easily removed pit. The dried fruit is wrinkly in texture and chewy on the inside. My cousin Nadia from Rozdil, just south of Lviv, loves it when I send her prunes from Canada. She says they're so big and fresh. Many of the ones you purchase here are small and very dry, which need to be soaked. Prune juice is made by softening prunes through steaming and then putting them through a pulper to create a watery puree. Prunes and their juice contain a natural laxative. Faster results are obtained by heating the prune juice. Prunes also contain dietary fiber, about 6%, or 0.06 per gram of prune. Prunes and prune juice are thus common home remedies for constipation. Prunes also have high antioxidant content. When I was growing up, we always had sweets made with prunes and plums, especially for wedding showers and Christmas. This outstanding tort has been handed down from family member to family member. It's easy to make and freezes very well. And of course, low in fat, but very high in fiber and flavor. For prune tort, you will need 2 cups of flour, 2 1/2 cups of sugar, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg, 1 1/2 teaspoon ground cloves, 3 large eggs, beaten, 1 cup oil, 1 cup buttermilk, 1 1/2 teaspoon of soda, 1 1/2 cups of prunes. To cook prunes, add water just to cover. Cook over medium heat until softened, about 4 to 5 minutes. Sift dry ingredients together, add oil and beaten eggs, mixing thoroughly. Mix 1/2 teaspoon soda into the buttermilk, add to the batter along with prunes. Pour into a 9-inch round layer cake pans or 3 8-inch pans lined with parchment paper. Bake at 350 degrees for 45 minutes or until a tester inserted into the cake comes out dry. Be sure not to insert it into a prune. Cake should be a light golden color. Fill and ice with your favorite icing, chocolate is great, or a lemon or a rum glaze. For an even more intense fruit flavor, fill with plum butter or a thick plum jam. Makes a two-layer tort. Enjoy! До побачення and смачного!
This has been Ukrainian Food Flair from the Nash Holos Audio Archives.
Ангели співають.
and talented sisters Ola and Oksana Herasimenko from their Christmas album that was Treslavni Tsare, Three Mighty Kings. And since the Christmas season is about Onis, here is another song on that same theme by Menestrali. Слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. And now for a look at Ukraine's rich Jewish heritage, then and now. Brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario.
Welcome to Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Peter Baeger. In 19th century Ukraine, Jewish boys were being spirited away from their families to serve the Tsar. Hasidism was sweeping Jewish practice from Kyiv and Chernobyl through Central Europe, and a Jewish girl became a controversial but charismatic Jewish leader. Hannah Rachel, born Hannah Rachel Webermacher, was the only independent female Rebbe in the 300-year history of the Hasidic movement. Known as the Maiden of Ludmir, she has jokingly been called the second most famous virgin in Jewish history. But to the people of her time, and even long after her death, Hannah Rachel was no joking matter. She severely challenged the social and religious order of her time. Her leadership was based not on dynastic authority, but on the original Hasidic tradition of charisma. Furthermore, she did not ask for money or promote herself. Little is actually known of Hannah Rachel. Only four of her teachings are recorded, and she wrote nothing of herself. The first scholarly study of her life was published in 1909, some 30 years after she died. Even that was based on hagiography, folk tales, and legends. Considerable poetic license has been taken to fictionalize her life. She is the subject of four novels, two plays, and is an important character in Isaac B. Singer's novel Shosha and Anski's play The Dybbuk. In 2003, a definitive scholarly biography of her life was finally published, written by Nathaniel Deutsch, professor of literature and history at the University of California, Santa Cruz. Hannah Rahel Werbermacher was born in about 1806 in the shtetl of Volodymyr, Volhynia. Also called Ludmer, it is one of the oldest settlements in Ukraine. Located in an area of shifting borders, at the time it was part of the Russian Empire. Ludmer is also one of the earliest Jewish settlements in Ukraine. Jews first appeared and settled in Ludmer in 1171. By 1786, the town was an important Hasidic center. Hannah Rachel was the only child of wealthy merchants who were pious Hasidic Jews. Unlike other children, she preferred studying to playing and begged to learn the Torah. To her father's dismay, she became an outstanding student and child prodigy. It is believed she received her religious calling at age 12 when she had a fainting spell and visitation while at her mother's grave. She went on to gain fame as a scholar and holy woman able to perform miracles. When she was 19, her father died and she inherited his fortune. She built herself a house of study, which soon became a house of worship and a place of teaching where she gave lessons and blessings. Her followers were mainly women and craftsmen, common Jews. Hannah Rachel had no aspirations to become a female rabbi and never tried to encroach or challenge male leaders. She just loved the Torah and her faith. She dispensed her wisdom while remaining in seclusion, a common practice among Hasidic tzitzitim at the time. She dressed modestly, as was considered proper for Jewish women. But she was also doing things not done by other women at that time, and which are still not done by Hasidic women. Also, unlike other holy Hasidic women, she was not attached to a man. So it was only a matter of time before her activity generated a furor. That a woman had taken on a male role was distasteful to male leaders who considered her body merely a vessel for a male soul. In addition, there was professional envy. One story tells of a male rebbe, supported by wealthy residents in Lublin, upset that many poor women left him to follow Hannah Rachel. In her late 20s, Hannah succumbed to relentless pressure to marry. The next day, for reasons unknown, she dissolved the marriage, and for the next three decades disappeared from the public eye. In about 1860, she moved to Jerusalem in Ottoman Palestine and reestablished herself as a holy woman. Her small group of followers, which included Arab women, came on Shabbat afternoons to hear her read from the Torah. Often she accompanied groups of women to Rachel's tomb for prayer. She died in relative obscurity in about 1888. In 2004, on the 22nd of Tammuz, or June 11th, a memorial stone was unveiled on the Mount of Olives to mark the gravesite of Hannah Rachel Werbermacher, which had been recently discovered by Nathaniel Deutsch. In her day, the word, quote, maiden, unquote, was a pejorative epithet foisted on Hannah Rachel by her detractors. To a degree, the stigma remains. In 2004, the city of Jerusalem decided to name a street after the maiden of Ludmer, Hannah Rachel Werbermacher. Orthodox Jews were outraged. Rather than maiden, the Hebrew word used in the street name translates as virgin, taboo for Orthodox Jews to use in public. A compromise was struck, but a street has yet to be assigned. Amongst non-Orthodox Jews, her moniker is a non-issue. Some revere her as the first Hasidic feminist, and she has even become a cult figure for LGBTQ Jews who assume an affinity with her unusual position in the society of her day. Hannah Rachel is a complex role model for the 21st century. She was a leader of women and not in the shadow of a male figure, thanks to her independent wealth. She defied social norms of her day, yet remained within the limits of piety. To this day, Hannah Rahel's transgressive behavior, which challenged traditional Jewish views of gender and sexuality, continues to inspire debate and, sometimes, censorship within the Jewish community. As for Ukrainians, legend has it that people in Ukraine, including non-Jews, mourned her loss after she left, and long after she died. This has been Ukrainian Jewish Heritage on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. From San Francisco, I'm Peter Baker. Until next time, shalom.
Ukrainian Jewish Heritage is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter, based in Toronto, Ontario. To find out more about their work, visit their website and follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Transcripts and audio files of this and earlier broadcasts of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage are available at their website, UkrainianJewishEncounter.org, as well as at the Nash Holos website, www.nashholos.com.
Get your early bird weekend passes for Canada's National Ukrainian Festival for only $80. That's $80 for an early bird weekend pass to this cultural showcase in Dauphin, Manitoba, August long weekend. These would make great gifts for any festival lover. Day passes and camping passes also available. Call 1-877-474-2683. Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, August long weekend, 2017, Dauphin, Manitoba. See cnuf.ca for updates and for more info.
Ой, хто-хто, ой, хто-хто, Миколая любить, Миколаю служить. Ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла. Ой, хто-хто, Миколая любить, ой, хто-хто, Миколаю служить. Тому святий Миколай, на всякий час помагай, Миколаю. Ой, хто-хто спішить твої двори, того ти на землі і в морі. Все хорониш від напасті, не даєш йому пропасти, Миколаю. Ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла-ла.
Миколай, молися із нами, благаєм тебе зі сльозами.
Ми тя будем вихваляти, ім'я твоє величати, Миколаю.
Ой, хто-хто, ой, хто-хто, Миколая любить.
And a delightful Ukrainian a cappella group by the name of Jedala, and a traditional and much beloved Ukrainian children's song about St. Nicholas, Oy Kto Kto Mikolaya Lyubit, who loves St. Nicholas. And up next is another group from Ukraine, the Krechiev Brothers, and on the same theme, Sviatý Mikolaj, St. Nicholas.
Зорі вкривають таємнича пора, знову вогнями палає вже побійна гора.
Щиро всіх вас вітає Крехівський монастир, всіх, хто перто шукає серце, спокій і мир.
Коли літо вже близько, коли травня кінець, наш отець промовляє до прожанських сердець. І на свято збирає святий Миколай, щирі ласки силає на український весь.
Притягає усіх, в храмі вірні шукають розрад і потіх.
В молитвах ти лікуєш наболілі серця, тож сьогодні для тебе прослава Отця.
Коли літо вже близько, коли травня кінець, Отець наш отець промовляє, доброчанський сервець, і на свято збирає святий Миколай, щедрі ласки силає на український весь край. Без наш край, коли літо вже близько, коли травня кінець, наш отець промовляє, доброчанський сердець, і на свято збирає святий Миколай, щедрі ласки силає на український весь край.
Божа мати дарує змерзлим душам тепло.
Ми запрошуємо ще раз завітати до нас.
Крехів радость зустріне всіх у будь-який час.
Коли літо вже близько, коли травня кінець, наш отець промовляє доброчанських сердець, і на свято збирає святий Миколай, щедрі ласки силає на український весь край. Весь наш край, коли літо вже близько, коли травня кінець, наш отець промовляє доброчанський сердець, і на свято збирає святий Миколай, щедрі ласки силає на український весь край.
Ukrainian Lessons Podcast, Episode 4. Добрий день! Мене звати Анна, and this is the next episode of Ukrainian Lessons Podcast. Я українка, а ви? Канадець, іспанець, американка, німкеня. Last time we learned how to introduce yourself and how to tell about your nationality. And today we are going to learn how to ask and tell what city or country you come from, and where you live. In the last episode's dialogue, we met John and Olena. They introduced themselves, telling their ім'я and nationality. Let's listen to the previous dialogue again.
Добрий день.
Добрий день.
Як справи?
Непогано. А у вас?
Дуже добре. Як вас звати?
Олена. А вас?
Мене звати Джон.
Дуже приємно.
Взаємно.
Ви англієць?
Ні, я американець. А ви українка?
Так, українка.
In the next part of the conversation, John і Олена will become informal and tell each other where they are from. Let's listen to it twice. First time, it will be at a natural pace, and at the second time, there will be more space between the sentences. Hope it will help you to understand more.
John? Можна на ти?
Так, так.
Звідки ти?
Я з Нью-Йорка, але зараз я живу в Києві. А ти?
Я родом з Луцька, але зараз я теж живу в Києві. Ой, вибач, мені треба йти. До зустрічі.
До побачення.
Second time.
Джон, можна на ти?
Так, так.
Звідки ти?
Я з Нью-Йорка, але зараз я живу в Києві. А ти?
Я родом з Луцька, але зараз я теж живу в Києві. Ой, вибач, мені треба йти. До зустрічі.
До побачення.
Let's look closer at four different aspects from the dialogue. The first question by Olena was, можна на ти? We remember ти from the personal pronouns in the episode 2. Ти is you informal, one singular person. In Ukrainian, we say ти to the person we know, so at some point after meeting someone, you can ask him or her, можна на ти? Can I say ти to you? Please, repeat. Можна на ти? Можна is a very useful word that usually means asking for permission. For example, можна пиво, будь ласка? Can I have a beer, please?
Можна пиво, будь ласка? It's very simple and extremely useful phrase. So Olena asked, можна на ти? And John said cheerfully, так-так, double так. When we agree about something without any doubt, yes, yes, так-так. From now on, Olena and John will be using only ти forms. Like in this question, звідки ти? Where are you from? Звідки? It's one word, and it's a special question word that in English means where from, звідки. Звідки ти? The answer to this question requires a special form of the town and the country we are from. For example, John said, I am from New York. He said, я з Нью-Йорка. Я з Нью-Йорка. Or you can say, like Олена said, she said, я родом з Луцька. I am from Луцьк by my family. I was born in Луцьк. Родом. Я родом з Луцька. So this special form of the town, it's called a genitive case. So if you are from a city or a country that ends with a consonant, you have to add a to the name of the city for the structure. Я з Нью-Йорка, я з Луцька, а. For example, я з Києва, Київ, Києва. But be careful. Not all nouns end with consonant. Sometimes a city or a country ends with a or ya. For example, Odessa or Anglia. So in this case, the endings will be different. You will have to change a to y, Канади, Одеси, and я to ї, Англії, Франції. So it will be я з Канади, я з Англії. This is called genitive case. But you're a beginner. Don't get too frustrated about it. If you say just я з Канада instead of я з Канади, people still understand perfectly. They will not judge you in any way. And with more practice and just in time, you will understand better how all these cases work. You will learn how to use them by listening to the native speakers and repeating. So this super skill requires patience. So again we had звідки ти? Я з Нью-Йорка. Звідки ти? Я з Луцька. And the other part of the presentation was але зараз я живу в Києві. Але, but, зараз, now, я живу, I live, в Києві, in Kyiv. Але зараз я живу в Києві. Олена also doesn't live in the place where she was born. Я родом з Луцька, she said. Але зараз я теж живу в Києві. Remember, теж, it means also, too. She also lives in Kyiv now. Я живу, I live. It requires also a different case, which is a locative case about when we're talking about location. Don't get frustrated about this now. Just remember then when you want to use the verb live somewhere or work somewhere. So basically when you want to tell about something that happens somewhere, the question for it is where? You just add e to the noun, e. This is a typical ending for locative, for the location. For example, it's not just Kyiv, it is v Kyivi, in Kyiv. In Ukraine, v Ukraini. In London, v Londoni. So, я з Нью-Йорка, genitive. Але зараз я живу в Києві, locative. Be patient. We will practice using this sentence more in this episode later. And the last part of this conversation was about Олена leaving. She said, вибач, мені треба йти. Вибач is a very good informal way to say, excuse me, вибач. If you want to say it formally for the person you don't know or your boss, teacher, professor, you say, вибачте, вибачте. It is used when you excuse for something. The classic situation is when you step on someone's foot in a bus. Вибачте. Don't forget to put the stress right. In both words, it's at the beginning of the word. Вибач. Вибачте. Вибач, мені треба йти. Мені треба йти. Means I have to go. Literally, it is necessary for me to go. Мені треба йти. From the episode 2, you must already know до зустрічі and до побачення. These are two ways to say goodbye. Till the next meeting, it means. До зустрічі. До побачення. Okay, what about listening to John і Олена again? Ви готові?
Джон, можна на ти?
Так.
Звідки ти?
Я з Нью-Йорка, але зараз я живу в Києві. А ти?
Я родом з Луцька, але зараз я теж живу в Києві. Ой, вибач, мені треба йти. До зустрічі.
До побачення.
Now it's time for some practice. We had in the dialogue and in our lesson today very useful sentence. Я з Нью-Йорка, але зараз я живу в Києві. What would you say for I am from Canada, but now I live in Ukraine? Think about this. Канада, Україна. I am from Canada, but now I live in Ukraine. Я з Канади. Але зараз я живу в Україні. Я з Канади, але зараз я живу в Україні. And now this. I'm from Ukraine, but now I live in Canada. Я з України, але зараз я живу в Канаді. Я з України, але зараз я живу в Канаді. Don't be stressed if you don't get the cases right. Maybe you have to check the lesson notes or just to write down what you hear on this podcast and to see these endings for two different cases. But let's try now to make your own real sentence. I would suggest you take a pen or just open a note on your phone and let's tell about your countries, your cities. I will guide you through this process. First, you put я, я, з. From, z. Then, we are talking about the town or the city you are from, or the country you are from. If this town or country ends with a consonant, you put the ending a, like New Yorka, Києва, Львова. But if it ends with a vowel, you put y, like z Канади, z України. If it ends with я, for example, Англія, you put ї, з Англії. Okay, so we have я з України. Але, but але, зараз я живу в. And now your town or the country where you live with the ending і. For example, в Україні, в Канаді. And here you have it, your nice sentence for your presentation in Ukrainian. I would love to know this sentence and to know звідки ви. So please share this sentence with all of us at ukrainianlessons.com/episode4 in the comments, or I will create a special conversation on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ukrainianlessons. And there you can meet other Ukrainian learners and I will check all of your sentences and comment. See you there! Now a minute of information at Ukrainian Lessons Podcast. Let me tell you about the most comfortable Ukrainian cities for living. The biggest city in Ukraine is its capital, Kyiv. I love Kyiv. It is my favorite city on the planet. But for some people, it might be too crowded, overwhelming. Last year, in 2015, the list of the best places to live in Ukraine was published by the polls of the organizations Reitinge and International Republican Institute. And they say the most comfortable cities to live in Ukraine are number one, Vinnytsia. Try to repeat, Vinnytsia. It's in the central Ukraine. Kharkiv. It's in the east. Kharkiv. Ternopil. It is in the western Ukraine. Тернопіль. Львів, more in the west, close to Poland. Чернівці. It is in the western Ukraine, but more to the south, on the border with Romania. Чернівці. Have you ever been to those cities? What do you think?
I hope this episode was useful and you are not too frustrated about our first meeting with cases in Ukrainian. If it was difficult or challenging, try to listen to the whole episode again, maybe later or tomorrow. You will see it's much easier after the second time. Also, we have prepared a great PDF for you to take even more from your weekly lessons at ukrainianlessons.com/episode4. At the same page in the comments or at facebook.com/ukrainianlessons, tell us where you are from and where you live. Дякую, що ви з нами. Thanks for being with us. До побачення!
Ви слухайте радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you on the PCJ Radio Network from Vancouver Island in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. From Calgary, Alberta, a group by the name of Corinha, which means roots. And that is from their Christmas album, of course, Ukrainianized version of that popular, very well-known English Christmas carol, Deck the Halls. And in Ukrainian, по-українське, the title is Зустрічаємо світле свято. Coming up next, another Ukrainianized version. Actually, this is an instrumental, so you can't really tell, but it is performed by the Kyiv Chamber Choir, so I guess it's Ukrainianized. It is Sleigh Ride. Thank you.
добрий світ блищить, коли кутком мчить, молодий на сміх радісно звучить, дзвоники дзвенять, серце веселять, як гарно разом їхати, пісеньку співать. Ей, передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у саня. Передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у саня. Десь день чи два тому я запросив кому, бо що за радість їхати у санях одному. Аж капа як на гріх занесла просто сніг, за метобох наскинула, то вже нам бусміх. Передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у санях. Сьогодні ніч ясна, дзвінка пісенька луна, гуляймо ж, друзі, весело, бо юність нас одна. Як коника візьму, вівсаємо сипну, і як у поле вийдемо, всіх пережену. Гей, передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у санях. Передзвін, лине у поля, ой, як весело вдвох мчати у санях.
And that was Brite Premake, the Premak brothers, Petro and Pavlo, Peter and Paul, and before them was Ruslana and Friends. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo, Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. In between broadcasts, you can find us online at www.nashholos.com, where you can get podcast links to all three editions of the show. As well, make sure to follow Nash Holos on Twitter and please like our Facebook page and do follow our blog. Нажами вже скінчили нашу програму, пора нам прощатися на щодень тиждень, бо вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Легше добру пораду дістати, як діло починати. And our proverb of the week translates as, it is easier to obtain good advice than to begin the work. And that about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos. Next week we will begin our Christmas programming in earnest, but for now we've got another Ukrainianized version of a North American Christmas song, and this is Yuri Hnatkovsky and Yulia Lord with Mykolai Krokuje do nas. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobachenia.
Краще не плач, просто чекай, зимою до нас прийде Миколай. Миколай крокує до нас. Він список вже склав, перевірив не раз. Ось настане святковий час, і Миколай крокує до нас. Коли ти спиш, він бачить, все знає від батьків, чи чемний, чи не чемний був, він записує собі. Тож часу не гай, сил не втрачай, зимою до нас прийде Миколай. Миколай крокує до нас.
Сидіти чекай, подарунки свої,
мішок Миколай вже наповнити встиг.
Миколай крокує до нас.
Діти і хлопці смутані були,
щоб і Миколай завітав до них.
Миколай крокує до нас. Ялинка у кімнаті, прикрасимо ж її, наповнять радістю весь дім святкові ці вогні. Тож краще не плач, просто чекай, скоро до нас прийде Миколай. Миколай крокує, Миколай крокує, Миколай крокує. Миколай крокує.